Экзаменационная работа для проведения государственной итоговой аттестации выпускников 9 классов общеобразовательных учреждений 2012 года в новой форме по английскому языку. Варианты 5-6. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание B1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных A, B, C и D. Определите, где происходит каждый из этих диалогов. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
We heat the water, and when its temperature reaches 100 degrees, it starts to boil.
Excuse me, Mrs. Brown, can the temperature of the water get higher than that if we keep increasing the heat?
No, at least not under normal conditions. At 100 degrees, water changes into steam.
It's just what happens when we boil water in a kettle, isn't it?
Exactly.
Dialogue B.
It looks very good, and it fits you perfectly.
But I don't need it. Who buys a warm coat in the summer, when the temperature never drops below 15 degrees?
But the winter comes every year anyway. And when it comes, this coat will cost double the price. We're buying it now.
Okay. Whatever you want. Dialogue C.
When did you say you first felt unwell?
In the morning. I woke up and started to cough. And I have a sore throat.
Okay, my assistant will take your temperature, and then I'll examine you. Could you take that seat, please?
Okay, thank you. Dialogue D. They've got a wonderful collection of old books and manuscripts.
Yes, look, this book dates from the 18th century. The pages are yellowish.
There are even older books here. I think it must be difficult to take care of such delicate exhibits.
Yes, low and high temperatures, as well as sunshine and humidity, are very harmful to them.
Have a look at this one. Can you read the name of the author on that one? You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
We heat the water, and when its temperature reaches 100 degrees, it starts to boil.
Excuse me, Mrs. Brown, can the temperature of the water get higher than that if we keep increasing the heat?
No, at least not under normal conditions. At 100 degrees, water changes into steam.
It's just what happens when we boil water in a kettle, isn't it?
Exactly.
Dialogue B.
It looks very good, and it fits you perfectly.
But I don't need it. Who buys a warm coat in the summer, when the temperature never drops below 15 degrees?
But the winter comes every year anyway. And when it comes, this coat will cost double the price. We're buying it now.
Okay, whatever you want. Dialogue C.
When did you say you first felt unwell?
In the morning. I woke up and started to cough, and I have a sore throat.
Okay, my assistant will take your temperature, and then I'll examine you. Could you take that seat, please?
Okay, thank you. Dialogue D. They've got a wonderful collection of old books and manuscripts.
Yes, look! This book dates from the 18th century. The pages are yellowish.
There are even older books here. I think it must be difficult to take care of such delicate exhibits.
Yes, low and high temperatures, as well as sunshine and humidity, are very harmful to them.
Have a look at this one. Can you read the name of the author on that one? This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание Б2. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A и E и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1.6 только один раз. В списке 1.6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I live in the country, but I've always wanted to move to a big city. I think that there are more career opportunities there, more jobs, people can get a better education and better medical services there. There is more entertainment in the city too. You can go to theatres, cinemas and clubs. There are lots of people everywhere. You'll never get bored. I'll move to the city as soon as I get an opportunity to do so.
Speaker B. I live in a big city, in a new, fast-developing area. Most of the buildings were built not long ago, so the area has a modern look and is comfortable to live in. There are shops, cinemas, schools, hospitals, sports centers, and parks within easy reach of my house. Right in front of my house, there's a bus stop, so I have no problem getting to the center or any other part of the city. Speaker C.
We've just moved house, and now I live in a new modern building in the centre of the city. My window has a view of a busy street, but the interior creates a nice and peaceful atmosphere. The walls are painted light green, and the furniture is in warm brown and creamy colours. There's a plasma TV and a portable audio centre. I like drawing, and there are several of my pieces on the walls. I think they look nice there.
Speaker D. Everybody wants their home to be a safe, nice, and comfortable place, but their ideas of comfort and beauty are very different. In hot climates, people sometimes make their homes underground. Living underground, however, doesn't mean living in dark, dirty, and damp caves. Modern underground homes are light. They are beautifully designed, nicely furnished, and very comfortable to live in. Speaker E.
When we were walking along the main street, the guide pointed to an ordinary-looking house and said that the place had a history. During the war, a famous doctor lived there. He arranged a hospital in his own home and saved lots of people. Now nobody lives in the house. There's a museum of science and medicine there. The museum has very interesting exhibits on the history of medical science.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I live in the country, but I've always wanted to move to a big city. I think that there are more career opportunities there, more jobs, people can get a better education and better medical services there. There is more entertainment in the city too. You can go to theatres, cinemas and clubs. There are lots of people everywhere. You'll never get bored. I'll move to the city as soon as I get an opportunity to do so.
Speaker B. I live in a big city, in a new, fast-developing area. Most of the buildings were built not long ago, so the area has a modern look and is comfortable to live in. There are shops, cinemas, schools, hospitals, sports centers, and parks within easy reach of my house. Right in front of my house, there's a bus stop, so I have no problem getting to the center or any other part of the city. Speaker C.
We've just moved house, and now I live in a new modern building in the centre of the city. My window has a view of a busy street, but the interior creates a nice and peaceful atmosphere. The walls are painted light green, and the furniture is in warm brown and creamy colours. There's a plasma TV and a portable audio centre. I like drawing, and there are several of my pieces on the walls. I think they look nice there.
Speaker D. Everybody wants their home to be a safe, nice, and comfortable place, but their ideas of comfort and beauty are very different. In hot climates, people sometimes make their homes underground. Living underground, however, doesn't mean living in dark, dirty, and damp caves. Modern underground homes are light. They are beautifully designed, nicely furnished, and very comfortable to live in. Speaker E.
When we were walking along the main street, the guide pointed to an ordinary-looking house and said that the place had a history. During the war, a famous doctor lived there. He arranged a hospital in his own home and saved lots of people. Now nobody lives in the house. There's a museum of science and medicine there. The museum has very interesting exhibits on the history of medical science.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А1-А6. Вы услышите разговор двух друзей. В заданиях А1-А6 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Jim. I didn't see you in the morning class. Did you come late?
Hi, Kelly. Yes, I was late. Ms. Smith talked to me really seriously about that. I said that the bus had broken down.
And she believed that?
I don't think so.
And the real reason was?
The usual. I overslept. I didn't hear the alarm clock and woke up only when my mum called me from her work.
I'm not surprised. Were you watching films yesterday till very late again?
Yes, I was just going to see what was on, but then I lost track of time and watched the film up to the end.
I tried to call you yesterday. Just wanted to remind you about the science project we need to complete together by tomorrow. It's about how computers influence our life and our communication habits.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. How about today, after classes? Let's go to my place and we'll complete the project in 2 or 3 hours, I'm sure.
I usually prefer working in the library or in a Wi-Fi cafe. But you're right, there's no time left for it. Do you have good internet access and a printer?
I certainly do. And I also have a freshly made cake in the fridge.
It's a strong argument. Have you remembered that for the project, we have to interview at least 3 people of different ages about what they do online?
That's not a problem. We can ask my mother, my grandmother, and my younger brother, who's 7.
Right. Your brother's answers will be especially interesting. Children spend more time online than anyone else.
True. He's there more often than me.
And have you got any books or journals at home from which we could get some additional information?
No, and we don't need to. We are writing about the internet. We'll definitely, certainly be able to find everything we need right there on the internet.
Okay, Let's give it a try. We have no choice anyway.
And, Kelly, I'd like to ask you a favor.
What is it?
Could you read my French essay before I hand it in? I always make lots of spelling and grammar mistakes in writing.
What's your topic?
The aim of education in the present day.
Okay, give it to me. I've only got a few minutes before the bell.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Jim. I didn't see you in the morning class. Did you come late?
Hi, Kelly. Yes, I was late. Ms. Smith talked to me really seriously about that. I said that the bus had broken down.
And she believed that?
I don't think so.
And the real reason was?
The usual. I overslept. I didn't hear the alarm clock and woke up only when my mum called me from her work.
I'm not surprised. Were you watching films yesterday till very late again?
Yes, I was just going to see what was on, but then I lost track of time and watched the film up to the end.
I tried to call you yesterday. Just wanted to remind you about the science project we need to complete together by tomorrow. It's about how computers influence our life and our communication habits.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. How about today, after classes? Let's go to my place and we'll complete the project in 2 or 3 hours, I'm sure.
I usually prefer working in the library or in a Wi-Fi cafe. But you're right, there's no time left for it. Do you have good internet access and a printer?
I certainly do. And I also have a freshly made cake in the fridge.
It's a strong argument. Have you remembered that for the project, we have to interview at least 3 people of different ages about what they do online?
That's not a problem. We can ask my mother, my grandmother, and my younger brother, who's 7.
Right. Your brother's answers will be especially interesting. Children spend more time online than anyone else.
True. He's there more often than me.
And have you got any books or journals at home from which we could get some additional information?
No, and we don't need to. We are writing about the internet. We'll definitely, certainly be able to find everything we need right there on the internet.
Okay, let's give it a try. We have no choice anyway.
And, Kelly, I'd like to ask you a favor.
What is it?
Could you read my French essay before I hand it in? I always make lots of spelling and grammar mistakes in writing.
What's your topic?
The aim of education in the present day.
Okay, give it to me. I've only got a few minutes before the bell.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.